conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses. A day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air, Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines a day after deciding children under four should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission, in a new lawsuit, is accusing Ticketmaster of cheating customers out of millions of dollars, says ABC's Andrea Fujii.
One alleged tactic? Allowing brokers or scalpers to use multiple Ticketmaster accounts to buy up more tickets than the legal limit, and then taking a cut of those extra fees. Seven states are now joining the new FTC lawsuit, which gives one example of a scalper who allegedly purchased 772 tickets to a 2023 Coldplay concert for about $81,000. The same tickets were resold for over $170,000.
No comment from Ticketmaster's parent, Live Nation. Texas A&M University President Mark A. Welsh III's resigning. He had faced criticism over how he handled a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wrote it was unacceptable. Welsh immediately took the side of the professor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association next week for the annual Operation Safe Stop Week. Special patrols will take place throughout the state to educate motorists the dangers of illegally passing a stop school bus with its red lights flashing. According to the National Association of State Directors of People Transportation Services, more than 67,000 vehicles illegally pass buses each day nationwide, endangering the lives of students. Illegally passing a school bus can result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. You can read more about the campaign at wisconsindot.gov. The Price County Historical Society is having a special opening of the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums in Fifield on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Those in the area for the Fifield All-School Reunion, along with the general public, are invited to tour the museums one last time this summer before they close for the season. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums in Fifield. The Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event recently. Lisa Hale has the story.
More than 252,000 pounds of rice was packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is we are better together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Niagara Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwood's reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Niagara Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Niagara Chevrolet Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocuaCars.com.
Artificial intelligence, it is the buzzword these days. Many people concerned that AI will cost people their jobs. At UW-Platteville, they've got a different perspective. They see artificial intelligence creating more jobs in agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. We'll find out how they're harnessing the power of AI for jobs of the future. Next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/line of credit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
This fall at UW-Platteville, they are creating curriculum to provide job opportunities for students that are pursuing technology in agriculture. Tara Montgomery is the director of the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville. She says it's a tool students are already familiar with and using. Now, let's show them how it can be used in agriculture and turn into a job.
So looking at precision agriculture from the agronomy standpoint and within our ag engineering technology, bringing in more equipment so that students can learn drone work, learn how to take the data that can be generated in the field, and then how to apply it. So not just taking the data, but learning how equipment can be upgraded to be able to collect the kind of data that we want, learn how to position the equipment so that the satellites can pick up the information.
Tara Montgomery, she's the director of the School of Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where they're embracing artificial intelligence in the industry. Montgomery says while automation will affect manual labor jobs, it's also creating demand for high-tech skills in artificial intelligence, data analysis, and technology management, and she wants UW-Platteville students to be ready.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
And Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, has also been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The announcement came during their national meeting in Arkansas this month. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy skies for today. A cooler day with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 60s. Showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. We're looking for lows in the mid-50s with rain still likely on Saturday. Currently, it's 62. 98Q Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows. The whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear. Sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. She likes it when I find a road that's dark, and we pull off somewhere and park, turn the radio on and turn off the lights, keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
My name is Bailey Zimmerman.
Born to be, I'm getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and this partner. Me and this partner. Me and this partner.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I was raced off of Route 3. Past where the blacktop ends, we'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I learned, I come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I lost Mary, oh, I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. And I said,
I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk the roadside pub, I'm a member of the country club. Lord, you look so inviting. Thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your friends. And I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup.
Travis Tritt and the Country Club, 98Q Country, 27 after 6. Good Friday to you, Joel, back in here. Thanks to Gray for filling in yesterday. Took a little time off. We've got about 70 for the high temp today, and temperatures lingering in that 65 to 70 range for the foreseeable future. It looks to be a wet weekend. It looks to be a wet one. Saturday, pretty good chance of some rain and I don't know if there's going to be thunderstorms, but definitely rain, and then that rain will probably linger into Sunday, too. Just kind of occasional showers. So the possibility is there for kind of a wet washout type of weekend. Anything that provides sunshine outside of that will be a bonus. Again, not crazy cool temperatures. You know, probably struggling to get to 70, but close to it for the next week or so. Yesterday was a pretty darn nice day. It was down just enough humidity in the air. And I mean, if you can, for me anyway, if you can get 70 degrees and just a little bit of humidity in the air to, so it's not cold, that's nice. I'll take that. A busy weekend. We've got some high school sports tonight. Shawamigan and Phillips football. Shawamigan over on 103.1. Phillips right here tonight. No Brewer broadcast tonight. No Brewers because of the local games. Brewers back on again on Saturday. And then Sunday, the Brewers will be on Trail Mix 103.1, and the Packers will be right here with a noon kickoff on Sunday. So that's what we got going on here. I hope you got some good things going on your side this weekend. We do have a few events around the area that we'll talk about in a little bit. I know the Fifield Fire Department is hosting a little event over there at the Fifield Fire Department tomorrow. If you want to come on over, have some lunch, there's a cornhole tournament going on. You're certainly welcome to play in that. That starts at 11. But the auxiliary there, they always do some nice food, and there'll be beverages available there also. So if you want to come on over to the Fifield Fire Department tomorrow for a little lunch, they certainly would support your participation in that event tomorrow. We have twice an hour news and sports, so let's take a moment here to get you updated. Kick it off with an ABC News update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel, Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses. A day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air, Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines, a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In what many would argue was the most dramatic day in Major League Fishing, Fishing Clash Team Series history, Team Bubba's Ott Defoe and Andy Montgomery stormed from third place in the final minutes to win the knockout round on Big Arborvita Lake at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup presented by Bass Boat Technologies. With just 17 minutes remaining, the top three teams are separated by only 5 pounds, setting up a nail-biting finish that had fans and anglers alike on edge. Team Fishing Clash, Keith Carson and Luke Clausen, sat in the lead at 109 pounds, 1 ounce, with Team 7 Brew, Keith Pochy and Zach Burge, close behind at 105.11, and Team Bubba at 104.4. In the closing stretch, Team Bubba landed 6 of the 7 final scoreable bass to surge into first, ultimately holding off Fishing Clash for the top spot by fewer than 3 pounds. The top two teams, Team Bubba and Team Fishing Clash, now advanced to Friday's championship round, while Team 7 Brew Coffee was eliminated after all three teams topped the 100-pound mark. The top two teams from knockout round match one at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup now advanced to Friday's championship round. Once again, those teams are: in first, Team Bubba with 73 bass at 114 pounds and 4 ounces, and Team Fishing Clash in second place with 65 bass at 111 pounds and 5 ounces. And once again, Team 7 Brew Coffee has been eliminated. Complete results from throughout the week can be found at MajorLeagueFishing.com. Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for the 9th annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. Catkins would love for you to join them this year for a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, must be dog and people friendly, leash dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, there will be a grilled lunch, awesome raffles, and fun meeting all the dogs and people. Everyone who joins will receive a swag bag full of dog goodies. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. And while you can register the same day, Catkins can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th, so they encourage you to register early. You can either register and pay online through a link found on Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated's Facebook page, but if you do not wish to pay online, you can still fill out the form and send a check via mail to Catkins Animal Rescue, P.O. Box 28, Fifield, Wisconsin 54524. You can also email them to register at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. All proceeds go directly to the housing, vetting, and care of their homeless animals. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. However, please remember to register by September 29th if you would like a t-shirt over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. A Madison Alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Wednesday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is in Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And now there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. Martinez Rutherford is the first person to announce their candidacy for the 76th District. The election is in November 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The Northern Aged Iron Tractor and Threshing Show is happening this weekend, September 20th and 21st, at the fairgrounds on State Highway 13 in Highbridge, just 20 miles south of Ashland. Admission is only $5 for both days, and kids 12 and under get in free. Enjoy threshing exhibits, antique tractors, kids' activities, food, raffles, and live music Saturday night. The 2025 tractor line features all Alice Chalmers models. Learn more at northernagediron.com and follow on Facebook.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy skies for today, a cooler day with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 60s. Showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. We're looking for lows in the mid-50s with rain still likely on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
98Q Country.
Yesterday, it was years ago, we were singing every word on the radio. Kind of like them songs, could save our souls, somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in. Blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids, just like them, every time they play. And it blew us away.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah, and the music played. Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne way back? Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, way back, way on back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? When I was Jack and you were dying. Take it back.
Listen up.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, I took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, shine just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again.
a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
'98 Q Country.
Justin Moore there at 98Q Country. Hey, Friday morning, little golf on the studio TV here, and we're ready to roll. Beautiful, beautiful day wherever they're golfing. I'm not sure where they are. It's got to be a different time zone. Nobody golfs this early in the morning. I hope you are well. Maybe your weekend has some golf going for it. Park Falls Country Club, they're still open out there. Beautiful. Fall golf is beautiful. It's beautiful. Maybe going out there. We got a shopping show certificate, cart, and nine holes for $20, normally $32. You want to grab one of those? We're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. But did you watch the Bills-Dolphins game last night? Most of you didn't because it was on Amazon Prime. I watched a little bit of it. It was one of those games where you just like, Dolphins kept it close, but you knew the Bills would pull away at the end, and they found a way to do that. The Packers will have their first road game on Sunday, traveling to Cleveland, and our very own Mike Clemens, who will be there. He's not there yet, but he will be there in Cleveland for the game, and he'll talk a little bit about that. Little Brewers, we'll chat with Mr. Clemens live, our 90 AQ sports reporter, who's out and about all across the state and the world. And he'll join us at 8:15 this morning to chat a little sports. Let's get your weekend off and running with a little words of wisdom. We take a moment here this morning to focus on the family.
Here in Colorado, you'll find an interesting monument to bitterness and revenge. At first glance, you'll think you're looking at a gorgeous bed and breakfast on a hillside in the Rocky Mountains. And you'd be right. The home is a beautiful 4,000-square-foot Victorian, built in the 1880s, which is now used to host weddings and receptions. But the house has a slightly darker history. A local story suggests it was originally built as a gift from a husband to his wife. She loved it, so it was no surprise that she later wanted to keep it when they got divorced. Well, that idea didn't go over well with her husband, who already believed she deserved nothing. He told his lawyer, "If she wants half of everything, I'll give her half of everything." And then he told work crews to cut the 4,000-square-foot Victorian right down the middle. He left one half to her and took his half and relocated it and rebuilt it, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. Long story short, revenge cost that man a fortune, and it did nothing to improve his life. The same is true for us. We have a right to be upset when someone hurts us, but there's also a time to let go of our anger and move forward. Bitterness causes you to want to hurt someone else instead of discovering healing for yourself. But there's a better way. You find peace not by trying to cut somebody else's world in half, but rather by making yours whole again. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you a veteran or dependent or survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
this is Leanne Womack.
And New Star Shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my head start on sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Oh, drop me up beside the jukebox.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcasters who criticized him to lose their licenses, his retribution continues, says ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carr.